Book entitled Subtle Acts of Exclusion. Tagline, How to Understand, Identify, and Stop Microaggressions. Let's get right to the discussion. This offering a clearer, more accessible term, Subtle Acts of Exclusion, or SAEs, to emphasize the purpose and effects of these actions. Co-author Michael Barron on the line to do just that. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Doing fine. Dr. Michael Barron, a PhD in cultural anthropology. You've been researching, teaching, and practicing around issues related to diversity for over 20 years. And I like this. You are one of the top 100 innovations in global education award, hopefully, on your mantle.
That's right.
Yep. Let's discuss this necessary conversation. In the wake of George Floyd's murder and protests, it has given rise to a reasonable question to ask. Isn't it a waste of time to discuss microaggressions? Take it away, Michael.
Yeah, that's important. So, you know, when you think about discrimination, violence, hurt that's being caused, along issues related to race and other dimensions of identity, there's a whole range of actions that are happening that cause harm. Some of them are horrific and explicit and very visible, like what you saw with the murder of George Floyd. Others are less visible and also super important to talk about. So if you think about like the way that inequality is built into structures, that sometimes flies under the radar but is really important. And also unconscious biases, often invisible. And then these subtle acts of exclusion, which, you know, they're happening so frequently. And in a way, that those kind of unseen forces form the foundation on which the more explicit acts of violence rest. And so we need to disrupt them as well. And they're happening all the time. They're causing, you know, they're causing actual like pain on a day-to-day basis for people. And they're eroding trust. And that's so important. I mean, right now what you see is you see white allies trying to step up in a new way. You see people trying to come together to address systemic inequalities in a new way. But as they're doing it, they're still committing these subtle acts of exclusion. So there's still things we need to talk about, and they're incredibly important for people's physical and mental health as well. So we really have to address them as well. We've got to address it all, but these are also really important and not a distraction. We've got to do it all if we want to actually move to a better future.
Yes, subtle acts of exclusion, again termed SAE. Is it the intent of the initiator or the act's impact on its subject that makes SAEs exclusionist?
Yeah, it's really the impact that we have to be focusing on. This is, you know, you asked a great question because in a way, this is why Dr. Tiffany Jana and I in this book suggest moving away when possible from the term microaggressions, which is what these used to be called or, you know, still are called by a lot of people, because the word microaggression, it focuses everyone on the intent, the assumed intent as aggressive. And that causes a lot of defensiveness in people. Like, I wasn't trying to be aggressive, right? That's not a microaggression. And we don't want to be focusing on the intent at all. We actually want to be focusing people's attention on the impact that it had for the person with the marginalized identity. That's where we need to be putting our attention. And those impacts are big. They're not micro, right? That's the other reason why we suggest this other term. If we want to make progress on these issues, we really need to recognize their importance. They're not micro, they're big. And we need to focus on impact rather than intent.
Thank you for that. One way to shift the toxic call-out culture we live in, you say, is by calling in instead, Michael. What's the difference?
Yeah, the difference is the call out is often about, you know, making yourself feel better, calling someone out for something they said as racist or sexist or homophobic. The intent is to, you know, to almost show that you're more aware or you're more woke than the other person, and it almost makes the other person feel shame or guilt. It there's hey, there might be a place for that as well. But if we want to build a broad social movement, if we want to get everyone behind these ideas of equality and equity and justice and fairness and inclusion, then we need to have a mass movement. We need to call people in who maybe weren't so aware before. You see that happening now. Lots of people becoming more and more aware of issues related to race. And if we want to really make change, we need everyone on board. We need to call people in and, you know, teach and share our experiences. And by that, I mean, if you think about the current time, I mean, a lot of white people have to do the educating, right? When I say call people in and educate, I don't mean that that burden should fall on black people or people with marginalized identities. It should fall on everyone. I should fall on white people to teach other white people to call them in and to build the movement even, you know, bigger and stronger.
Subtle Acts of Exclusion, SAEs, How to Understand, Identify, and Stop Microaggressions, co-author Michael Barron on the line. You do give us some common scenarios. Let me choose one. How does this common scenario cross the line into SAE? Say I congratulate a young coworker with the comment, you're not like any, like other millennials. What's happening here?
Yeah. So this is one where... you know, on the surface, it's a compliment, right? I'm complimenting you as an individual. That's what's happening on the surface. But below the surface, you're really communicating to that person, maybe you're inadequate because I think I'm underestimating your whole generation, right? I'm stereotyping your whole generation. Maybe I'm making you feel like not an individual, actually, because I'm characterizing your whole generation as a particular way. So that's a great example of how these SAEs, on the surface, they might look like a compliment or a joke or a question or trying to bond with someone, but under the surface, they're making people feel you're not normal, you're not valued, you're a threat, you don't belong, things like that. That's exactly how they exclude and why they're so subtle. Because people can often fall back to like, well, what? I was just trying to compliment you, right?
Yeah. Intentional acts of inclusion, Michael, are one powerful remedy to SAEs. What might they include?
Yeah, that can include a whole range of activities as well. So first, it might include... when you hear these things or when you see these SAEs, actually speaking up about them, having a conversation about them, we know that they're happening all the time and people often don't speak up about them. They're hard to talk about. But if we can do it, and if we can do it there are ways it can go better. And so we talk about guidelines for how those conversations can go better. But if you can speak up about them and have conversations, you can actually create a culture at your organization where people feel welcomed, valued, respected, and heard, where there's trust built. And that's so important. And then even just proactively before any SAEs happen, there are intentional acts of inclusion that are really important. You know, making sure people are invited into the project or the meeting, whatever it is, where making sure that people's opinions are all being heard and valued in the same way. Repeating back things that people say to show that you're hearing them. All of those things also are intentional acts of inclusion that we can do to make sure everyone is included rather than excluded.
Lastly, what is the takeaway from this book?
There are many takeaways, but if I'm going to pick one, it's going to be these things are happening. They're really important to address if we want to move towards a better future, if we want to change the paradigm so that we don't just stop the horrific murders, but that we also create a culture where everyone is valued and respected, where we have real equity and trust and inclusion. If we want to do that, we have to address these things as well, and we can do it. We're not stuck. We can do it if we just approach it thoughtfully, carefully, and if we bring our commitment to do it together.
More to discuss, but it's in the book, the answers to the questions. Subtle Acts of Exclusion, How to Understand, Identify, and Stop Microaggressions. Michael Barron, how do we find out more information?
You can go to our website, which is subtleactsofexclusion.com. You can find more information about me and my organization at inquestconsulting.com. And those are the best places to go.
That's only the best for you. Thank you, Michael Barron, B-A-R-A-N, and your co-author, Tiffany Jana, on behalf of your latest work.